In the 1880s, stagecoaches brought dozens of people each day to a boom town called Tombstone. But it was a cycle of boom and bust in the Wild West. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality parts, fair prices, online at agparts1977.com. And Cargill, who thanks you for 150 years of service to farmers and the ag community. Visit cargillag.com.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoup Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-844-8-FARMER to speak with someone at Shoup who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Tombstone, Arizona was established in 1879. The boomtown could be a rough place, and the courthouse here levied fines and judgments against criminals. It was also the place the condemned were hanged.
We have the gallows out back. They used all of their assets, so it was made out of wood. So right after they had it hanging, they actually chopped it up and used it as firewood.
Julie Vanderdossen shares the story from the old Tombstone Courthouse, which serves as a museum today. By the 1920s, the heyday of Tombstone had already passed.
Mining of the town got flooded twice. After that, everybody started to look for new places to mine. So Bisbee became the booming town.
Bisbee began building a courthouse before they even received voters' approval to move the county seat there. Meanwhile, this courthouse sat empty.
It did get abandoned. It got boarded up. And then some gentlemen came in and they tried to make it into a hotel. Unfortunately, they gutted the whole entire upstairs. Now, upstairs is 16 feet tall. So they were going to try and make that into two levels. Now, rumor has it that they were actually going to make the third story a casino.
Today, this courthouse is restored and operated by the state park system.
State park really tries to make it so that when you walk in here, you understand what happened here, how people lived here, and why they were here. So that goes from anything all the way from the mining to entertainment, to cattle, to the law.
It's an interesting look at the glory days of a boom town. Traveling the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.